AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The president led the nation in remembering this morning. A moment of silence on the lawn of the White House, and then... It was 14 years ago the terrorists hijacked airplanes, flying them into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon, and finally crashing a plane to the ground in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, as passengers struggled for control of the aircraft. Faith Miller's husband died at the World Trade Center.
His body was never found. So, of course, in the cemetery we have a stone. No one would know that he's not there. However, by coming here, I know his last remains were really here.
Our Warren Levinson is at the World Trade Center this morning.
Rita, it is an overcast but dry day at the World Trade Center Memorial, where hundreds have gathered under the swamp oaks to remember the horror of 14 years ago. Many carry pictures of the loved ones they lost. A growing number of those in the crowd are too young to remember the fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, aunts, and uncles who were killed. The ceremony began with the presentation of a flag that flew at the Trade Center, then the ringing of a bell, and a moment of silence to mark the moment the first plane flew into one of the Twin Towers. The second pause for the second plane impact is just a moment away. Rita?
Investigators are releasing early findings in Tuesday's fire on board a British Airways jet on the ground in Las Vegas. They say the engine burst into flames. Engine failure, they say, is rare and catastrophic. Everybody got off the plane safely. New York State is raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour, higher than anywhere else in the nation. Governor Cuomo says he'll work to make that the minimum for all industries. This is AP Radio News. They're calling it the biggest refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. The hundreds of thousands of people on the move from conflict zones like Iraq and Syria, trying to get to the safety of Europe. This man fled his home in Syria, which is in the midst of a civil war.
The situation in Syria is very bad. People have lost any hope of anyone helping them. This year they say that the immigration have increased like 10 times more because they have lost every hope. They say every year, this year will get better, this year will get better, but every year it's get worse.
The foreign ministers of four European countries have now turned down a plan under which arriving immigrants would be resettled across Europe. Meanwhile, a Hungarian camera woman fired after being videotaped kicking and tripping refugees is apologizing, but says she was scared seeing all those people running from a police enclosure. Something snapped inside me, she said. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.